at Maypole, one of the things we knew that we were going to be using a disposable container for everything, and so we wanted to make sure we were thoughtful about what kind of packaging we were using, because we knew that was going to wind up in some sort of trash stream, and you know, wanted to make sure it wasn't just going directly to the landfill, that we were able to kind of offer you know, a better solution to that.
That was the voice of local restaurateur Peter Dale. Food packaging makes up part of the 12% of food waste that ends up in Georgia landfills. Restaurants contribute an annual 14 billion pounds of food nationally, and while composting isn't a solution to curbing the creation of food waste at the root, according to the USDA, it is a viable solution to shrinking landfills and decreasing the creation of methane that comes from organic material. Joe Dunlop, Waste Reduction Administrator for Athens-Clarke County, reflects on the food waste problem and his experiences combating it.
There's one local restaurant, Maple Restaurant. They do a really good job with their waste reduction.
Dunlop worked closely with Dale on his Maple project. It is one he often refers to when explaining the success composting can have on minimizing landfill waste.
And I'm thinking to myself, you're a restaurant serving two meals a day. How do you propose doing this without a dumpster? Their answer was a really good one. They're going to recycle with their roll carts. Of course, they're going to have some trash roll carts, but then they're also going to have roll carts for compost. If you split it up into those three collection vehicles, one for trash, one for recycling, and another for compost, well, you would have needed three dumpsters. But if you're splitting it up like that, you're not generating enough of any one of those materials to warrant having a dumpster.
Athens currently has a full-time commercial compost collection route, which serves 30 local restaurants and businesses. Dunlop is in the process of expanding their customer base in the coming weeks. This is Antonia Bottinelli reporting.